Charity. Charity is the pure love of Christ, or everlasting love. Moroni chapter 7, verse 47, and chapter 8, verse 17. The prophet Mormon taught, "Charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things." Moroni chapter 7, verse 45. Also 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Jesus Christ is the perfect example of charity. In his mortal ministry, he always went about doing good, teaching the gospel, and showing tender compassion for the poor, afflicted, and distressed. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Mark chapter 6, verse 6. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. His crowning expression of charity was his infinite atonement. He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." John chapter 15, verse 13. This was the greatest act of long-suffering, kindness, and selflessness that we will ever know. With an understanding of the Savior's enduring love, you can exercise faith and repent of your sins, confident that he will forgive you and strengthen you in your efforts to live the gospel. The Savior wants you to receive his love, and he also wants you to share it with others. He declared to his disciples, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. In your relationships with family members and others, look to the Savior as your example. Strive to love as he loves, with unfailing compassion, patience, and mercy. As you continue to receive the Savior's perfect love, and as you demonstrate Christ-like love for others, you will find that your love increases. You will experience the joy of being in the Lord's service. The Holy Ghost will be your constant companion, guiding you in your service and in your relationship with others. You will be prepared to meet the Lord of the judgment when he will reward you according to your dedication to his work. Mormon taught, "If ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him." Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with his love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure. Moroni chapter 7, verses 46 through 48. Additional references, Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Ether chapter 12, verses 33 through 34. Doctrine and Covenants section 12, verse 8, section 34, verse 3, and section 121, verse 45. See also Love, Service.